Today's daf in Masechet Sotah, brought to you from Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh, is a very sad daf. Not only because we're leaving Sotah, but boy, is it a sad daf. So yesterday we got up to the Omar Rebbe Lo Bar Yevarech. Yeah, we're going to have a number of interesting inyonim that come from the same man, the Omar Rebbe Lo Bar Yevarech. Yeah, and he said, "Yomalei Tvilato Shel David." You should know that all of the things that we spoke about the dinim of the Beis Hamikdash, and the one thing that we don't see, as Ramban points out, that there's a anochi haster astir, does not mean that there is a hester ponim in terms of the success of Yisrael. Yisrael can do very well in the Golos, get very rich, and even before Mashiach comes, be very successful. But that, you would have thought, would also have been destroyed by the Churban. The reason that it wasn't was because of David HaMelech. If it wouldn't have been for David HaMelech, all of Klal Yisrael would be Mochrei Revav. Mochrei Revav is a way of saying absolutely the lowest of the low. In other words, the things that are just Revav, they just make your clothes filthy. You know, as it'd be selling what? Kerosene, fats, oils, you know, they would look like garbage and everybody would be making fun of them. And why is that? Because David HaMelech was mispalel against the Goyim, where the Goyim would look down at Yisrael. So he said, Shita Hashem Mor Alehem, give them a power. Yedu Goyim and Oshe Masela. Let the Goyim know that they're just people. They're not gods. So that means give to Klal Yisrael the ability to make good in the world so that the Goyim will be mechabed your children. Another thing that Rabbi Lo Bar Yevarechya said, if it wouldn't have been for Chabakuk's tefillah l'Chabakuk, or Yushnei Talmidei Chachamim mitkasim betalit achad v'oskin b'Torah, it would have been so terrible that anybody that was Oisek b'Torah would be so poor that he wouldn't be able to afford even clothing. So you would need to share your clothes with your chavrusa. Two people would have to cover themselves with one talit and learn. Shenema, Hashem shamati shimacha yareti. Hashem balcha bekerev shanim chayeu. So I was terrified. Al tikrav bekerev shanim ela bekeruv shnayim. That two people would have to be so close to each other. It would be like keruv basar. Both of them under the same beket. And therefore, Chayehu, he was mispalel that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be mechayeh them to give them a parnasa. Another mimer of Rabbi Lo Bar Yevarechya, Shnei Talmidei Chachomi, Amalchin Baderech, Ve'in Beneihem Divrei Torah, Ru'uyin Li'soreiv Be'esh. If two Talmidei Chachomi were walking on the road, and they're not discussing Divrei Torah, they should be burnt up. Shenema, take a look what happened when Eliyahu and Elisha were walking. So it says, Vayi Hema Holchim Aloch V'daber. And what happens? Hine rechev esh. What is the point over here? This, of course, became chariots of fire. Not exactly used in the way the pasuk uses them. But hine rechev esh v'susei esh v'yafridu ben shneim v'yal elio b'sa'ara ha'shamayim. Now, it's mashma that this rechev esh would not have passed between them so gently. It would have run them down. If it wouldn't have been that they were Hochim Medaber Divrei Torah. So Taima, what do you see? It's only because Ika Dibor. It's because the Pasuk stresses that they're walking and talking. Aleka Dibor, then indeed Ru'u Yin Li Saref. V'yomer Rabbi Lo Bar V'Revechya, Shnei Tamir Chachomim Adorim Be'ir Achat, Ve'in Nochin Zeh L'Zeh B'Halakha. You have two people that live, two Tamir Chachomim that live in the same city. Now, this is very dangerous because it means that Yitzi and Ariel have to get back together. This is a terrible sign, Chas v'Chalila. So if you have two Talmidei Chachamim in one city and they're not able to sit together and learn Torah and they refuse to have connections by halacha, this Chas v'Chalila is not referring to them. They have wonderful halacha b'neihem. But in Chas v'Chalila, in such a case where people are angry at each other, refuse to talk to each other, aren't machshiv each other, the Torah doesn't mean anything to be shared with them. One of them dies and one of them goes into golos. Rashi is like a simen. of Misa, Simon of Golas, doesn't mean literally. Shenema lanu shamarot seach, asher yirtzach etre eu bivli da'at. Bivli da'at means without Torah. So that means, like we have in the story, one, you know, in which somebody was chayev Misa, so he ends up in the kasher yomar ha-mashala katmoni, he ends up being killed by this person, and that person was chayev Golas, and he ends up being, therefore, in the Ir Mikalat. And da'at means Torah. Shenema nidmu ami mibli da'at. My Yisrael has turned as if they can't speak anymore because they never expose themselves to immersion in Torah. Om Rav Yehuda b'Rei de Rav Chiya, kol talmid chacham haosek b'Torah mitoch hadchak, tfilato nishmat. If a talmid chacham doesn't have enough and nonetheless sits and learns Torah without worrying, then he is able to be mispalal and to have his tefillas answered. Shenema, ki am b'tzion yeshev b'Yerushalayim b'chol lo tifkeh. There's nothing to cry about. Chonon yochnecha l'kol za'akecha. Kadosh Baruch Hu will give you when you cry out to him. So this reference to yeshev b'tzion, yeshev b'Yerushalayim, is referring to yoshev b'yeshiva. Uchtiv batre, v'natan lachem Hashem lechem tzar u'mayim lachatz. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you, those who are living on lechem tzar u'mayim lachatz, they will be, yachoncha Hashem will listen to their tefillas. Rabbi Avo Omer, masbi'in oto miziv shchina. This person will be given, because the pasuk continues, v'ayu einecha ro'ot et morecha. So that means that they'll be zeicha to the riyas hashchina. Revacha b'chanino amar, af eina pargod nin al bifanav. A person like that, the pargod lamala, which is as if a mechitza bifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we talk about mashamata miachorei pargod, the pargod is never closed off to those kind of people. Shenemar, he continues, lo yikanef od morecha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will never hide himself any from those people who are able to see einecha ro'ot et morecha. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel omer mishum Reb Yehoshua miyom shechorav beis hamikdash ein yom she'ein bo klala. Says Rabbi, it doesn't mean there's no day without a klala. It means there's no day where the klala doesn't get worse. B'chol yom ve'yom meruba klalato mishal chavero. You could see that from the pasuk. Shenema, ba'boker tomar miyitein erev, u'be'erev tomar miyitein boker. Now, what do you think that means? The nighttime comes, and what will you say? I wish it was morning. Which morning? The next morning. How do you know the next morning isn't going to be even worse? Why should you want morning? Miyada mehavi, ela decholit. What you mean is, I hope I get away with just getting through the day like I did yesterday. So, I mean, what you've described is a complete and total breakdown. So, like, what's left? I don't understand. So, ela alma amaykom ekayim. I mean, if you're telling me that every day gets worse and worse, the kolala, what is the core of survival? The only thing is akedusha de sidra vayesh me rabba the agadat. Shenemar eretz efata kmo ofel tzalmavet velo sidarim. So the world has turned as dark as the deep shadows of death because there is no sidarim. Mashma that if there are sidarim, it will survive and be mofia me'ofel. It will end up emerging out of this ofel and shining forth. So what are these siddurim? So Rashi learns the Kedusha, the Sidra, there's two places where we say, Yesh me rabba mevarach l'olam l'olmeo maya. So one of them is where all of Klal Yisrael Aminig was, says Rashi, that they would have on Shabbos, they would have a shir. And the truth is that there are two levels to this. On Shabbos, they would have a shir, which was a shir in Haggadah specifically, so that even Amei Ha'aretz could understand. They didn't need to be Bekiyim in the Gemara. And after the shir, they would say Kaddish Derabbana. And that would give everyone the same opportunity to learn and to be Mekaddish Shem Shamayim by saying Yesh Mei Rabba with that learning. Then this, others learn the Seder itself is a reference to the Parshas HaShavua. So then the Seder with Kaddish became that which we all do together. And then there's Kiddusha the Sidra in Uvalet Tziyain, where over there everybody says the Psukim and says the Targum of the Psukim. And over there it says, that the Kedusha should be forever. And therefore, if there's something that is a minimum that everybody shares and knows that this is the core, and that even if they don't have time for anything else, that they do, so then that keeps the world still attached to some level of reality so that it can emerge out of the darkness. Gavi, I'm under threat over here by the Kohen. I don't see any Zoom. What's going on? There's no boost. Okay. Next thing in the Mishnah is that after the Churban, the Tal did not come down anymore with a brocha. The Tam of the Peres went away. Reb Yossi says even the Shuman of the Peres, Reb Shimon ben Elazar says, after Tahira left, so then there was no longer any Tam, there was no longer any Reach. Tani Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, so apparently, because the Braita doesn't say anything much different, apparently the piece of Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar was not in the Mishnah and the Gemara, because they seem to bring exactly the same thing from the Braita. So it says, Tani Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Tahara, the loss of Tahira was Bevatel Tam V'Reach, and the loss of Hakpoda on Meiser was Bitel Shuman Hadoga. Ravuna found this incredible tumartama the cheninuta. Rashi says this is actually the name of a special species of date, which undoubtedly comes from Barnea's neighborhood, you know, Majhul, so on. And this was such a delicious, creamy-like date, because it's full of shuman of Paris, and had an incredible smell, that he was mamish, wow. So he took it, and he folds it up inside of his sudar. And when Rabba, his son, came into the house, he said, hey, I smell this incredible recha de chinunita. Is there a chinunita around? So Rav Huna said to Rabba, now I'm impressed, because obviously your senses have not been affected by the loss of Tyra. So it must be that you have a madrega of Tyra. Baruch Hashem, there's Tyra Yeshbecha. So he gave it to him. If you can smell it, then you deserve it. So he takes it out of his carefully wrapped handkerchief and he gives it to Rabba. Now go watch what happens. Rabba's kid walks in, right? And Abba was his name. And Rabba takes this beautiful chaninuta that Rav Huna had given him as a special gift and gives it to his kid. So Rav Huna says to him, Shakwa Yavaniele, Rav Huna says to him, listen, Bini, I got to tell you, you made me very happy by showing me that you had Tyra. You know, Simachta et libi. But then he keita et shinai, you put my teeth on edge. I give you something that I had put inside of my handkerchief, and it was so chashuv to me that I was saving it. You come in and I say, wow, I'm so impressed. What a madrega of Tyra. And then your brat walks in and you give it away to him. Like, what? You take it from me and you give it to him. That's all that it means. Now it turns out that remarkably this story, and it's what the Gemara is going to talk about, the way that it reflects relationships, is an introduction to the breakdown of relationships that the next Mishnah speaks about, which we've pointed out many times. And obviously, the breakdown of relationships is what Saita is all about. And therefore, it's also very fitting for the time of Shavuos, the Maisa Egel, and so on and so forth. The Maisha Rabbeinu was Bodkam Kesaitas. So I knew the Amri Inche, says the Gemara, yep, that's what people say. Rachmei da'aba abnei. A father has this deep love for his son. But don't think that his son has that same kind of love for the father. The son, his love is given to his son, not to his father. So rachmei da'aba abnei. And rachmei abnei da'avilei. Rav Acha bar Yaakov, I'll show you. Rav Acha bar Yaakov, he raised a grandson. His daughter's son, he raised that boy from the time he was an infant, you know. And then when he grew up a little, so he says to the boy, bring me a cup of water. The boy says to him, you're not my father that I have to bring you water. You're just my grandpa. Oh, God. So, indeed, Aina Damri Inche, this is another thing that people say in Spanish. Reve, reve, but always remember, Barbarata Hana. Yes, indeed. Pay all the bills. Send me to college. Buy me a car. But always remember, I'm not your kid. I'm your daughter's kid. I don't owe you anything. So this is, unfortunately, the status of relationships. And now comes forth our very own Capitan. Yes, sir. Bring us closer. There we go. He's
quite up to this quality.
Holding a chaninuta that can be smelled even over Zoom, but only if you have the most recent model. And so, the churban of the Beis HaMikdash, the second Beis HaMikdash, there were all kinds of horrible things that had happened because of the various Roman sieges of Yerushalayim and the horrible invasion. So they were all made all types of limitations on Simcha from that time. So during the Pulos Shel Aspayonis, which was against Yerushalayim, so at that time, Gozu ala Tarot Chatanim, the Gemara is going to describe what all of these things are. And the first gezeirah they made was against the atara, the crowns that the chosen used to have, and against the irus. Also, the Gemara will explain what is an irus. During the Pulmil Shel Titus, which Bepashtus is mashma, the closing campaign, where after Vespasianus became, remember the whole Maisa with Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, he had to go to Rome, and he became the actual Caesar. And then Titus, his son, took over. So Bepulmo Shel Titus, Rashi has a very strange shadow here, which he seems to get things out of order. So we'll just take the Pashtas. So during the Pumas of Titus, they went further. And Gozu ala Tarot Kalot, which again we're going to describe, but it's a type of crown that the Kalots would go out with. And they also were Gezer, Shelo Yelamed Adam et Beno Yevanit, that a person is not allowed to teach his son Greek, which we'll see in the Gemara, does not mean what it seems to say. Bepumas Acharon, and in the last of the battles, as some learn, the last of the battles was maybe talking about the story of Bar Kokhba and the destruction, which was much later on, the destruction of Beitar. Maybe that's what it's referring to. So Gozur Shalot Tetzea Kalaba Priyon Betoch Ha'ir, that a kala shouldn't go out in town from her husband's house in an apriyon. Either apriyon was when they would carry her around on a palanquin, or the Gemara will describe, apriyon will also be talk about it, a type of chuppah, betoch ha'ir. And then, this is going backwards in time, mishemet Rebbe Meir, batl moshle mishalim. After the death of Rebbe Meir, we don't have people that are able to translate the concepts of various aspects of Torah into metaphors. Mesholim, Rabbi Meir, as the Gemara says, Rabbi Meir used to spend shlish of his drosha in stories. He would say over stories where the story gave the listener an insight into the meaning of the pasuk and into what Chazal was saying. Once he died, nobody was able to do that. Misha Meit Ben Azai, Batlua Shaktanim, he was the one who was a real shaykhid altera yom of alayla. Misha Meit Ben Zoma, Batlu Hadar Shanim. Remember, Ache Darsha Ben Zoma. Misha Meit Rabbi Akiva, Batlu Kovad Hatera. He used to be derish on every single piece of a letter he was able to be derish. That was Kovad, to see how nothing is meaningless in the Torah. Misha Meit Rabbi Hanina Ben Deisa, Batlu Anshe Maaseh, people who were able to do everything, and he was able to do mamish like Nisim, and he was such a tzaddik that he could do anything. Misha Meit Rabbi Yossi Kutonta, Posku Chasidim, That's why they called him Ketonta, because it was a gradual decline, and he was Ketonta Shel Hasidim. And after he died, we don't have anything that we can refer to as Hasidim. Misha Meit Rav Yochanan Ben Zakkai, Batel Ziv HaChuchma. Rashi says, I'm not even sure what that means, Ziv HaChuchma. Because, I mean, at what point is it no longer a Ziv? Misha Meit Rav Gamliel HaZakein, Batel Kavod HaTorah. After Rav Gamliel HaZakein, there was people were no longer able to stand. They used to learn Torah all the time, Ba'amida, out of Kavod HaTorah. They had tremendous strength. And after he died, everyone became very weak. They could no longer learn all day standing up. And that was the end of Torah. And that was the end of Precious. It was Mesa's dead. Misha Meit Rabbi Shmuel ben Pavi, Botla Ziva Kahuna. Rabbi Shmuel ben Pavi was extremely rich, and he used to have thousands of kohanim with him, and his seuda, and mansions. That was the Ziva Kahuna. Mishamet Rebbe, Batal Anavav Yirat Chedem. Many learn that this is not actually part of the Mishnah, and it's part of a Braita, which is the Tanur Rabbanan. But others learn that after Rebbe died, those who were imed with Rebbe for the Chibur of the Mishnah added this into the final format of the Mishnah, because it wasn't Rebbe alone. It was obviously Rebbe of Beis Dinai. He had all of those. He had Bar Kapora, he had Levi, and all of those people that were with him. Okay, Tan Rabbanan, Rabbi Pinchas ben Yoyer Omer, Mi Shechorav. So that's the question: whether this is a brayta of a Tan Rabbanan, this is also a continuation. That's the question. Rabbi Pinchas ben Yoyer Omer, Mi Shechorav Beit Hamikdash Boshu Chaverim Uvnei Chorim. V'chofu Rosham. So after the time of the Churban, the people that really should have gotten all of the kavod, chaverim b'nei chorim, means that they have such good yichus that we know that they didn't have any element of avdus in them. So now they have to hang their head because the Amoraites make fun of them. You know, all of these chumras of yours, all of this nonsense, and they're all nidaldilo anshe maaseh. Because of that, the Anshe Maaseh is very few of Govru Bali Zroa. It's the people who have the money. It's the people who Bali Losh, and they have the websites, and they're just slander. They're the ones that everybody listens to. Ein Doresh, Ein Mevakesh, Ein Shoel. Nobody is even looking anymore. There's no quest. There's no seekers. There's no one who's trying to find out what can be done. Amilon Elishayim, only Alavinu Shabashamayim. Rabbi Eliezer Agadol Omer, Miyom Shecharav Beit HaMikdash Shoru Chachimai Elam Evi Gitzafraya. Things have gone down qualitatively. Chachomim are what once the kids' teachers in kindergarten used to be. So they became like the Safraya. The Safraya are now like the Chazonim. You know, the Chazonim, they go, Reverend Chazon, you know. So now the Safraya are like the Chazonim. The Chazonim became like the Amei Ha'aretz. And basically everything, the Amei Ha'aretz themselves have become more and more meduldal. They know less and less. They keep fewer and fewer mitzvahs. They ain't Shael. They ain't Mevakesh. Fami Leishlan Alishain. Only Alavinu Shabashamayim, because certainly there's no one doing anything among us. Before Mashiach arrives, Be'ikves Mashiach. As some learn, Be'ikves means we can already hear the footsteps of Mashiach's coming, or Ekev means at the end of the period of preparation for Mashiach. Chutzpah Yazke, the entire meaning of the door will be in terms of how much chutzpah you can have. Yoker Yamir, inflation will be insane. People will spend money buying a bottle of water. Hagefen Titein Priyava Yayin Beyoker. Tremendous production, you know? But the cost of alcohol is like $100 for a bottle of wine because there's such a market for it. Can you imagine? Umalchut yafech leminut. And the government will openly embrace minus against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ein tochachat. Nobody's able to give tochachat to anyone else because everybody stinks. You try to say something to someone, everybody will say, you're worse than I am. Beit vad yel iznut. All the batei midrashas used to be outside of the city. They'll be empty. Nobody's going to be in them. So therefore, they'll turn into whorehouses. Everybody wants his lover, wants to find a place to go. Go out to the yeshiva. Nobody's there. HaGalil Yecherav. Chas v'chalila. You know, Gavi will think of leaving the Galil. The Galil will be destroyed. The Gavlan Yishum. Exactly what the Gavlan is. Big Machlokas is a specific area called the Gavlan. Whether maybe it's a reference to Dubai. Who knows? And the Gavlan will be destroyed. But we find a place called Gavlan. Anche Agvul Yisov will be yearly year. You'll have the people working for Mishmar Agvul. They'll have to be going from place to place for Lo Yechonanu. People will complain about them instead of helping them out. Chachmot Sofrim Tisarach. The Chochmah that used to be of the Talmid Chachamim, it's going to turn into decayed material. There's no longer any das. They give their speeches at third grade level. Yirei Achet Yimasu. People who have any kind of Yiras Chet, people will look down at them as being nuts. Emeste Nederet. Ne'arim Pnei Zekinim Yalbinu. Kids will speak with chutzpah and make the elders, why would you say Yalbino, turn white with shock at how they're being spoken to. Zekenim Yamnu Bipnei Ketanim. The people that have chokhmah will stand up in front of these show-off Ketanim. Ben Menavel Av. This is already based on the Lashon in the Pasuk, that a Ben will actually make fun of his father, make him into nothing. A bat will stand up against her mother. A daughter-in-law makes fun of her mother-in-law. Oyve ish, the man's biggest enemies are his own family. Anshe beisei, this is what Micha said. Pnei ador ki pnei akelet. People are completely and totally without any shame, like dogs. Bein eno mitbayesh mi aviv. Everybody puts all of their nonsense on Facebook like dogs. Omar Rav, now, this idea that you're not allowed to have the atarot chatanim, it doesn't mean any kind of atarah. I mean, you have to be able to make the chosan look nice. It means those real fancy things that were made out of like quartz, and they used to use sulfur to make designs in it, the way you would make designs in silver. That looked very fancy. But shel hadas, v'shel veret mutar. You just want to use flowers, you know, or hadasim, that for sure is okay. Shmuel says, no, even hadas and veret is also. You could use reeds, or you could use, what do you call those big, beautiful, they're like reed-like plants, but they grow in the water. What are they called? You know, people use them in their homes as beautiful decorations.
Cattails.
Yeah, cattails. Thank you. So that you can make, absolutely. But don't use flowers. But, Levi says, no, you can't even use the reeds and the cattails. Avshal kanim vishal chelat asa. V'chein toni Levi b'matnita, and the braita that he quotes, avshal kanim vishal chelat is asa. So, actually, that is how we paskin, which is, you know, leaves very little. They also asked using an eros. Now, what exactly is an eros? Omer Reb Elazar, it's a tablet of chatpuma. It's what they called wedding bells. You know, so there used to be a bell that they would ring at a wedding. And that, they were mevata. Rabbi Baravuna made a actual tambourine, a tambura. And his father came and said, it's usher. Why? He smashed it. And he said to him, Michlav Batabla Vachatpuma. Because when you shake that thing, it sounds like it has that same sound of wedding bells. So what are you going to play? Jingle bells instead of wedding bells? The same thing. Everybody's going to figure it's the same thing and they'll end up using the bell. Zil Avidle Apuma Vachatpuma. If you want to, you can make like a drum. Take the same piece of leather that you put over the small piece of metal. Put it over a barrel, you know. Then it'll sound more like a deep sound. Or put it up in the capiza. You can put it on a big pitcher, but not on a little piece like this. The pumoshot titus gozra atarot kalot. What are atarot kalot? Omer Rabba Baruch Hanna. Omer Rabbi Yochanan. That's like the irshel zahav. Remember that Rabbi Akiva. So that was like a crown-like affair, that they put on top of the bride's head, and it had a picture of Yerushalayim in gold. So that you can't use. You can make a material thing. It's not that the kala is not supposed to go out with some decoration. Tana, in the bright, it says there were gozer even a chupas chasanim. What's a chupas chasanim? Zohorit hamuzahavot. It means like these beautiful felt, canopy made out of felt, and they would have gold, trims. Tanya nami hochi, elohim chupat chatanim, zohorit hamuzahavot. But you can make a papirit, and you can be tola komashi yirtseh. So you can make like something like a net, and you can have all types of beautiful things hanging down from it. That, yes. But you don't put a crown on top of the actual head of the chosen. And the next thing we had in the Mishnah is that they asked teaching your children yevanit. Tana rabban, kishet sarum alche beit yehu chashmonoi zelzeh. So we talked about this yesterday, the machlokas between Hurkunis and Aristobulus, which Rashi says is the reference to the Titus thing, because Hurkunis had Titus come. Anyway, but this was way before the Maisa of the siege around Yerushalayim. Anyway, so B'chol Yom V'Yom, Yumishashlim Dinorim B'Kupas, these were the two children that... after Yanai died, so they were fighting over the Malchus, and Hurkanes was outside, Aristobulus is inside, which there are other Gemaras that say exactly the opposite, but whatever it was, the two brothers were fighting, and every day they would send down Dinarim Bekupa from the Lishkas of the Shkalim, and they would send down enough to buy the Korbanos, and the people that were outside from Hurkanes would put the Tmidim that were sharing for a Korban, and they would bring them up in order to be able to continue to bring Korbanos. Everybody felt that they needed to bring the Korban Tamid. But inside Yerushalayim, there was a Zakin Echad who knew how to speak this Chochmat Yevanit. Chochmat Yevanit is not a language. It's a methodology of using language in a way that nobody else understands what you're saying, but people who are trained to understand the implications, figure out what it is that you're saying. So it's something like Lashon HaKodesh that we find, where you can say things that a person will understand that are not the simple meaning of the words that you're using. So he was Lazlan B'Chokhmat Yevanit, and he told them, essentially, effectively, that Kol Zman Sha'oskim B'Avodayim Sarim B'Yadchem, listen, as long as these guys are bringing the Korban Tamid, you cannot expect them to ever be given into your hands. So the next day, when they lowered the dinarim that were kodesh, and the people outside, they sent up a chazir. So as they're raising, they couldn't see that it was a chazir. It was like directly down the wall. When it got halfway up the Chomat Yerushalayim, so it stuck its hooves into the Chomat Yerushalayim, and he's the Azaharetz Yisrael Arba Meot Parsa Al Arba Meot Parsa. So there was this horrible earthquake with the Charon Af Hashem at the Bizui of the Korbanos, the Bizui of Yerushalayim, and at that moment they made a Gezerah. These are the types of Gezerahs that are made in memory of a moment. It's not that it's a specific Gezerah for a purpose. So they made this Gezerah Bota Sha'ah Arur Adam Shegadel Chazirim. They cursed anyone who would raise chazirim, and oror adam shelamed levno chokhmat yevanit, ve'alota shaninu, shana shaninu, was that year that they had made it impossible to find anything around Yerushalayim, and therefore they had to go to look for the Omer all the way from Gagot Zrifin. Remember that we had this Meiser was talking about the story of Mordechai Bilshan. And the Shtei Alechem, the closest place they could find the Shtei Alechem was Bikat Ein Socher, which was far away from Yerushalayim. And that was the only place that it was still possible to find fresh things. How could that be? So it's because of the war around Yerushalayim that they had destroyed everything around it. How can you say that it's usher to teach your son Greek? Eini? V'omar Rebbe. Beretz Yisrael, Loshen Surasi Lama. Rebbe once said, why are people speaking this Aramaic stuff in Eretz Yisrael? You should either be speaking Loshen HaKodesh or you should be speaking Greek, because the Greeks are in charge. The Romans speak Greek. And if you need to do anything secular, you're going to need to speak Greek. Fine. But certainly Aramaic, the heck with Aramaic. Gomer of Yosef, Bebovel, Loshan Arami Lama. How come people are still talking Aramaic in Bovel now that the Persians have taken over? You need to be able to communicate with the government. You're going to need Persian. So either speak Loshan HaKadosh or speak Persian. Anyway, Persian is a much nicer language than this Aramaic. Loshan Yevanis Lachud, V'chochmas Yevanis Lachud. You're mixing things up. There never was an iser to teach your children to speak Greek. It was to teach Chochmat Yevanit, which many people mistake for meaning philosophy, but as almost all of the Rishonim learn, Chochmat Yevanit is the way that I just explained it, the way Rashi learns. It means a utilization of language as a meta language that allows you to communicate beyond the open meaning of what you're communicating. Ask the Gemara, but even Chochmat Yevanit isn't awesome. Chokhmat Yevanit miAsira? Yom Rav Yirom Rishmu Mishum Rav Shimon Ben Gamliel. My dechtivi. The words my dechtiv don't really make sense. He said, Eini olalala nafshi miko benoti ri. So he quotes the Lashon of the Pasuk in Eicha. More tsar has happened to me, and my eyes have had more tears than anyone else around. I could tell you we had 1,000 kids in our family. Bebeit Abba. 1,000 kids, and 500 of them were set aside to be learning only Torah. 500 of them were studying the Chochmas Yevanis stuff. And what's left? Two. Me, here, and I also have a nephew, Ben Achi Abba, in Asia, out of those 1,000 kids. But anyway, here we had 500 kids that were learning Chochmas Yevanis. How is that mutter? Since they were very close to the government and they needed to mix with the Romans, so they were given the Rishus to be able to have, for the Hatzolas Yisrael, to be able to have a Bekias in this. Titania, Misaper Kumi, somebody who cuts his hair with this style of Kumi, which is the long braids in the back and no hair in the front, that's Darke HaEmori. And nonetheless, this Aftunus ben Reuven, the Chachomim said he should bedavka cut his hair that way because he needed to mix with the senators and everything, and he was a Korv Lamalchus, and therefore for the Hatzolas Yisrael, and he was actually Matzliach to be Matzo Yisrael, they were Matir him to be Mesaper Kumi, in the same way that Shobetz Reb Gamliel, Hegtirulem Chochmat Yevanit, and they had all of these kids that would be learning Chochmat Yevanit. That's because there are Kruvim L'malchus. It's an incredible moment where we can be Messiah, the work that we've been doing all through the distance from Pesach to Shavuos, Maseches Seita. And before we get to the very closing of the Maseches, I just wanted to review the Mishnah, because that last Mishnah puts it all into focus, and then we'll go to the Chelek of the Gemara that we were up to on Amid Beis. So, Mishamet Rabbi Meir, Batlu Moshele Mishalim, Mishamet Ben Azai, Batlu Ashakdanim. So this, we spoke about all that. I don't want to take your time and go over it because we explained what each one of these things were. So there are various elements of how it is to be Malameterah, how it is to be Lameterah. And now Rabbi Meir used to use Shlish of the Drosha to be Meshel Mishalim to get people attached to what it is that he was learning with them. Mishamet Ben Zoma, Batlu Adarshanim, Mi shemet Rabbi Yoshua paska tova min olam. Mi shemet Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel bogu vay v'rabu tzarot. Mi shemet Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah pasaka osher min hachachamim. And remember how powerful the Rabbeinu Bachya speaks about. We just had him speaks about in the Hakdama about how essential it is to have osher for chachamim. Mi shemet Rabbi Akiva b'otu kvoda Torah. He used to be derish on every little tag, tile tilim shalalochets. Misha meis Rabbi Chanina ben Deisa, potlu anshei maase. Misha meis Rabbi Yossi katnuta, pasku chasidim. Lama nikra shmo katnuta, shaita katnutan shal chasidim. Misha meis Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, potel ziva chuchma. Misha meis Rabbi Gamliel azoket, Look at this lotion. Umeta tahara prishut. That's the end. It's dead. Not simply that it was batal. It's dead. Mishmet Rebbe Yishmael ben Pavi, batal ziv hakuhuna. Mishmet Rebbe, batal anova v'yirat chet. So the last thing here, getting now to the bottom of Memtesam and Beis, is where we were up to. These last lines, which, by the way, remember, we spoke about that many hold that this is a separate brisa, that we were darshing not the Lashon of the Mishnah. Others say that those who were together with Rebbe in the sealer of the Mishnah, in the Beis Din Ha'Isha Rebbe, they put in this piece about Misha Meit Rebbe. So anyway, Misha Meit Rebbe, but Lana Vavirat Chet, Omer of Yosef Letana, you should not say that Anova is Bato. Because what about me? I'm such an incredible Anov, and you see that Anov is not Bato. The same thing was true of Reb Nachman. As Reb Nachman said to the Tana, the part about Mishemet Rebbe Batla Yirat Chet, that's also not true. That you should take that out. Lo Titna Yirat Chet, Tiyika Anov, there's me, and I'm certainly a Yore Chet, and therefore, this is obviously a mistake in the Mishnah. Hadron aloch egla arufa.
Blee there. Funkten the helik. No funkten.
No, this is the slikala. The slikala mesechet sotav. Hadron aloch mesechet sotav arachalon. Daiten aloch mesechet sotav arachalon. Lo nitnashiminach mesechet sotav alot nashiminan. Lo be'alama hadein ve lo be'alama hadeate. Onu amelim umekabelim sachar, veim amelim veinam mekabelim sachar. Onu ratzim veim ratzim, onu ratzim lechayei ha'olam haba, veim ratzim leve'er shachat. Shenemar vata Elohim toridem leve'er shachat, anshei domim umirma lo yechatzu yimehem, v'ani eftach bach. Yiratzon milfonecho adunoy Eloheinu, kishem shazartanu, lesayem mesechet sotah. כן תעזרנו להתחיל בסכתות וספרים אחרים ולסיימם, ללמוד וללמד, לשמור ולעשות ולקיים את כל דברי תלמוד תורתך ביעבו, וזכות כל התנאים והמוראים ותלמידי חכמים, יעמוד לנו לזרנו, שלא תמוש התורה מפינו מפי זרנו וזרע זרנו עד עולם, ותתקיים בנו, ותלכך תנחה אותך, בשורבך תשמור עליך, והקיצות היא תשיחך, כבי ירבו ימיך ויוסיף לך שנות חיים, אורך ימים בימינה, בשמאלה עושר וכבוד. אדוני עוז ועמו ייתן, אדוני יברך את עמו והשלום. יתקדר ויתקדש שמי רבו, ביולמות ועתיד להתחתת ולאחר ימיתה, ולעשה קייתון לחיי עלמה, ולנבני תרתו דיר שפיים ולשחלה להיכלה בגבי, ולמעקר פוחנו נוכרו מן הארון ולעתה ופוחנו דשמי ליתרי, ים ליחוד שובריך ובבחות ויקרא, בחייכון וביומכון ובחיי דכל בית ישראל, בעגלו ובזמן קריב, ימלו אמן. יהי שמי רבון מבורך לעולם ולעולמי הומיה, יתבורך וישתבח ויתפר ויתרומם ויתנשא, ויתדר ויתעלה ויתעלה שמי דקודשה בריכו. Amen.
Amen.